Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my quick, simple overview review of Strange New Worlds Season 2, Episode 6. This episode, we find it's Uhura-based, which is great. And as again, we get to see a log entry. And then the episode pretty much takes off from there into this suspense thriller horror-y type thing, where she's imagining things and losing kind of time a little bit. She has this noise in her ear. She doesn't know what's happening. She goes to sick bay, and then they say that she's getting some kind of radiation thing, but she didn't get the radiation thing. So after she left the bridge or whatever, and her stuff happened beforehand, so she's like, question mark, asterisk, not so fast, Mbenga. And so then she winds up involving herself with almost first officer James T. Kirk. And it does kind of remind me of the 2009 movie where Pine as Kirk is trying to hit on Uhura. But this one here, obviously he's just trying to be a friend and supportive. There is just one little itty-bitty weird little thing that happens when he says, do you really want to go to sick bay and get reported for hitting your higher officer person? Let's go to your quarters instead. To me, that might have been just a little bit over the line. But she's in a situation where it's chaotic and crazy. She's got a lot of stuff going on. She doesn't want to add one more thing to her pile of crap she's dealing with right now. So going to her quarters, getting it fixed real fast in her mind was fine. And he was being a gentleman and there was no subtext after the fact. So it was just one of those things where like you raise your eyebrow and go, that's kind of awkward. But moving on from that, we find out that she's a transmitter and she's getting burnt out on it. Now, I will say there was a little bit of maybe a little too quick for her realizing how all of these things are impacting her. Like, she just rapid-fired. This means this, this means that, this means this. And so I was like, you came up with that really fast, Uhura, but I'd rather come out real fast than it be a slow burn, her figuring all those things, because then you watch it again, you're going to be like, come on, let's get to what happens next. So I appreciate them condensing it into more of a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am thing, rather than it being a slow, her figuring this stuff out. But in the context of in the world living it, you would think it would take her a little bit longer to figure those things out than to rapidly make all the different things that have been happening to her make sense. Like when the walls were closing in on her, and when she saw Hemmer dead as a zombie-like thing. And that's another thing we got to see Hemmer back via recording and hallucination. And we got to see a little bit more of their relationship dynamic and what Hemmer meant to her. We also got to learn a little bit more about Una's backstory, that she was taught by Pelia, and also Hemmer was one of Pelia's students. And we find out that there's another person on the Farragut that's infected, and he tries to sabotage the Enterprise to try to save the aliens that the Enterprise is accidentally killing, because the stuff that they are trying to mine, which is what actually truly powers the Enterprise, not the dilithium crystals. And they find out that that stuff there is what basically they are, which I kind of wish that they had a couple more little bits of dialogue saying that normally this species wouldn't be in here, but in the nebula they get flocked to this stuff and they kind of cling to it, like when you put your feet into water and then step in the sand, kind of like that. That's what I was hoping, because it made it sound like they're always in there, and maybe because they were all in one unified spot, they're able to actually speak to somebody, because they were only able to reach out to one person rather than a whole lot. But I'm assuming that's the case, that it's not all of the stuff that they were ever using for their warp power, that alien species isn't that. So she finds she finds it out. And while I was watching this, it reminded me of the episode most closely to a TNG episode where Troy was getting these dreams about something, and she could only communicate with them in their dreams about what they needed to do. And then finally, by the end of the episode, they were able to do what the aliens wanted, and then the crew had to see if they completed theirs. And it also ended in an explosion. But this way, this situation, it was the relay station, which was marketed as the next phase of space exploration, and this is going to be where the hub where all starships would go to recharge and repower before they go on their long distance mission into uncharted space. Pretty much where the TNG crew and TOS probably are going to be exploring. So it's going to expand their territory and explore what's happening out there. Which I've been always curious about is, how do you mark your space if you haven't yet explored it yet? I understand on Earth, when you like make a property line, you make a property line. But how do you claim space if the Vulcans are already doing their thing, the Klingons are already doing their thing, the Romulans are already doing their thing? How do you claim space further out without having like to fight for territory or something like that? I mean, I'm going to have to research that, because that's a curious question I just now thought of. So they figure it out, they blow it up, and then we get to see Hammer as he usually normally was, smiling, which was telling us, the audience, that the aliens are now okay because they're not being murdered, essentially, by the Enterprise's warp core engine stuff. And then that's where the Enterprise ends. That's where the episode really ends. Pike saying, we're going to, if anything happens, I'll take responsibility. Meanwhile, it was really Uhura who really came up with a plan, told them what they had to do. She even said, fire the torpedoes. This is also the episode where James T. Kirk met Spock. And in Menagerie and The Cage, same episode, just one was used for a season of TOS, which is the Menagerie. They said that he hadn't met him until he was promoted to fleet captain. Well, in this episode, he was temporarily promoted to fleet captain. So when James T. Kirk met Pike, this is what he was talking about. So it did not break canon. We're going to just roll our eyes and go, oh, they temporarily did it, but it doesn't break the canon, and people can temporarily be promoted to admiral. And if I were to meet someone and they were an admiral, when I first met Pike, he was promoted to fleet admiral. And I'm not going to add things like for the first time, because they don't know Pike and stuff like that, so it would be a weird conversation to add things you don't need to add to the conversation. So that was kind of cool, to see that meeting that we were talked about all the way back to The Cage in the Menagerie. So that basically wraps up the episode. It was good, it was fun, it was thrilling. It did remind me a lot of the TNG episode, which I'm going to have to go back and watch now, because some episodes are kind of like are derived from or inspired by or based upon. But this one shares a lot of similar characteristics on the on what was going on with Uhura. It doesn't make it a bad episode. There's a lot of episodes where of any show of Star Trek where you can go, who did it better? Because they have a similar plot element that's about 75-80% what another episode did. And then you'll be able to go, which one did it better? And that's kind of fun too, because you have so many seasons of Star Trek, so many years, decades of Star Trek, that you're bound to repeat something. You can't have an original concept ever anymore, because most of them in some way or some portion have done a little bit of whatever that is. Just like now when you go to watch movies, you're like, oh, this is Fast Five meets Jason Bourne meets Quantum Leap type deal. They already exist, but they're combining them in a different pattern, which makes it a new product. But you can see similarities to other things, not direct similarities, just enough to where you go, oh, this is kind of like this meets that. Type deal. We all do it. And when they describe movies, when they're being brought out, that's how they describe them too. This is like this movie meets this. So it's like RoboCop in space type deal. But I would say that this was going to be one of my favorite episodes of the season. As it stands right now, it's the courtroom, Kirk and Lahan go back in time, and then this one are my favorite ones. The crossover episode is next when it drops on Thursday at midnight, and I'm going to be so stoked about that one because that's the episode I've been waiting for. But this was a really good episode. I think that this is probably one where, because there's a lot of backstory given, there's a lot of stuff that moves characters further, and you learn more about these people. So it's definitely not one episode where you would go, I don't need to watch that. Because it brings back Hemmer. It shows how everyone is connected, what everyone one was doing, and gives a lot of that. And then also the mystery about what's happening with the officer on the Farragut and what's happening with Uhura, Spock meeting James T. Kirk. So there's a lot here that is good. So that will conclude this podcast.